big thing that happened was we saw this really, really bright light. First of all, this blue orb kept...
Oh my God, beautiful.
It kept floating in front of us like 20, 30 feet away. And then when I would try to walk up to it, it would just hop another 20, 30 feet back. So I could never chase it or get to it, but I was trying. And at one point in the night, I literally said, meet me in my dreams. Let's hang out in my dreams. We're calling it on the contact session tonight, but you're welcome to come hang out in my dreams. And Dr. Greer calls this blue orb kindness because they had an experience with this same blue orb in the desert where it actually healed somebody's hearing loss.
I don't know about you, but that great conjunction really conjunctified everything. We thought 2020 was bad. Well, what about 2021? I don't know. This is crazy. I've got a lot of stuff to talk to you about today. Here is a top-level view of what today's show is going to look like. First, because I've got so many questions from you, I need to talk to you about my response to censorship and what I am doing. With all the sort of Patreon and the Rockfin, and now I've got the VIP section on IlluminatiWatcher.com. What are you doing, Isaac? Have you lost your mind? I'll tell you all about that. And I got coupons. I got coupons, so stay tuned. I know you like coupons. Who doesn't love coupons? Then we're going to briefly cover a bunch of topics. We're going to shotgun Buckshot Blast about the inauguration drama, but not what you think. I'm not talking about politics, because no, we don't do that here. There were some naughty, naughty conspiracy people that were pushing naughty, naughty politics stuff, and that's not what we do here. So we're going to talk about the goddess energies of J-Lo and Gaga at the inauguration. Then we're going to talk about Lana Del Rey. We're going to visit our witchcraft friends, Azealia Banks as well. Yes, we're going to talk, what else? That Nashville bomber who, you know, that happened 2 weeks ago, so it's the oldest news ever. We already forgot and moved on to crazier things. I'm going to talk to you about yet another show that I'm doing. I'm picking up part-time jobs, you know. Then we're going to get into alien news. I'm going to catch you up on the latest with the alien drama. A little bit of Kesha, Demi Lovato alien talk. We're going to talk about that black vault, Hawaiian UFOs, and all kinds of stuff. Anyway, let's get into it, because we don't have enough time. By the time I publish the show, there's going to be something crazier that happens, unfortunately. This is the turbulent time that maybe Bannon's traditionalism, his ideas of the Kali Yuga, the final cycle, maybe he was right, maybe the chaos reigned supreme as he wanted back in 2016 when he was running the campaign for Trump. And he said, this is the chaos candidate here to bring the chaos, to bring about the end times, to bring about the new golden age for me and my rich friends. And oh, by the way, I don't know if you saw that I retweeted. They confirmed that Bannon was in fact talking to Trump these last couple of weeks. So I told you Q was a psyop, and I got roasted relentlessly. Roasted. Poor me. And I was right 100%. And then I even said Steve Bannon. And then, like, some of these ideas aren't mine originally. Like, I'm not this prophet. Okay, so let's not go there with it. But there's some buggery afoot. Okay? Anyhow. But we don't talk politics here. We don't do that. Right? This is a safe show. A safe space. Let's first break down what I'm doing. You're like, Isaac, bro, for years you said, you want to support me, go to patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. So I did. Then months ago you said, hey, in fear of censorship, I set up shop over on Rockfin. And you told me to sign up at rockfin.com/creator/Isaac. And for one subscription fee, I get access to all kinds of creators, not just your bonus content, but all kinds of other people. And I said, yes, this is the way, my friend. But then, in light of you know, all the, you know, some of these truthers, they were naughty, naughty folks. We had a historic incident in America here. Regardless of what you and I want to believe, you know, I'm lumped in here. I'm lumped in with the truther movement, unfortunately. And the writing's on the wall, even though I'm critical of the truthers many times. But then at the same time, I also say, well, the truthers are always right, because shockingly, they're right most of the time. I think they got it wrong in the Q thing, but anyway. But they want to assign blame to what happened on truthers. That's where we're at. And, you know, you could argue this was orchestrated at much different levels, and I'm not going to speculate on that. I don't dig into that too much. Maybe someone on Rockfin does. I know they do. There's lots of political shows on Rockfin where they get into that stuff. Anyway, I set up show on Rockfin because of the fear of Patreon booting me, okay? If you recall my story, there was a day that I actually, ironically, I talked to the CEO of Rockfin about the platform, and he told me the ideas of what they were behind. They were all about free speech. And I was like, okay, I mean, it sounds good, but I'm happy with Patreon. Thank you very much. Hours later, Patreon starts canceling all kinds of QAnon accounts. And I was like, oh boy. And this is before those idiots raided the Capitol. So when the idiots raided the Capitol, I thought, oh boy, it's coming down fast, baby. Like Helter Skelter, it's coming down fast. Now, you know, I joined Rockfin in the fear of getting booted from Patreon because I wanted you to be able to seamlessly transition over to another network in case this happens. They've never, you know, Patreon's been good to me and they've never threatened me. Boom, 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 whatever. But before I signed up with Rockfin, there was a moment where I talked to my man, Greg Carlwood, over at Hireside. I said, dude, how do you do this, man? How do you set it up on your own website? And he told me, and I started doing it. I thought, this is a nightmare. Nope. I'm just going to go to Rockfin. Because there's a lot of work involved when you do it yourself. Do you like to do it yourself? But in the back of my mind, I thought, you know, someday I'm going to set up my own thing. And then given the event that transpired, I'm not taking any chances. I was like, that's why I've been suspiciously quiet lately on the socials, because I've been busy. I'm not taking any chances. The system that I built is going to be the long-term solution. It will always be there. I spent hundreds of dollars and many hours setting this up. This is the way forward. Now, I'm going to keep emphasizing in foot stomping because I got a lot of questions about this. I'm not saying I want you to move from Patreon over to IlluminatiWatcher.com. I'm not saying I want you to move from Rockfin over to IlluminatiWatcher.com. I want you to go where you want to go. Be happy where you're, whatever, because they each offer different flavors, right? And I give you a comparison chart on my website. If you go to IlluminatiWatcher.com, go to the VIP tab along the top, you'll see the sales pitch. And I compare all the systems at the bottom and a little chart for you. Because I realize this is not optimal. This is very much not a smart business move to be like, go here, now go here, now go here. So, like, I leave it up to you. Like, whatever you like, hit it. I appreciate you no matter where you're at. I just needed to set something up in fear of massive corporate censorship, and I didn't want to be caught flat-footed. So just bury this in the back of your mind so that if one day when you go to get into your favorite system to listen to your favorite podcaster, if I'm no longer there, you know where to find me, okay? It's IlluminatiWatcher.com. Get in the VIP section, baby. So anyways, I set this all up, and almost on cue, Vimeo flagged me and blocked me out of my videos. Which presents a problem, because some of my people on Patreon, they get the Kubrick's Code video that I created. How am I supposed to get that to you? Like, I pay Vimeo to stream my content. I pay them to host them, because YouTube banned me. So I was like, well, fine, I'll go to Vimeo. I'll pay them, which is stupid, to play my videos. And it gives you an ad-free experience. And I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. Sounds good. But now they're flagging me, and then we've been fighting, and I think they're going to kick me out of there. I think my videos are still okay, except for the Kubrick one. Apparently the Kubrick one's got problems. I don't know. Which, by the way, I got a way around that on the IlluminatiWatcher.com VIP section. I give you, when you sign up, It'll email you a promo code to get that Kubrick's Code video. You can download it for free from my Gumroad store. I know, it's messy, my friends. But here's what Vimeo told me in the guidelines. It's actually quite easy. It's quite simple when you sign for the VIP section. You get like two emails, boom, easy. Download the things, you're good to go. Because the VIP section is going to be almost exactly identical to Patreon. It's almost identical. Like the price structure, the little gifts you get the two free books, you get the Kubrick's Code video, you get all the things. The only thing you don't get the Discord. And there's not as much of like the sort of community vibe of like comments and stuff like that. So if you're, you know, like I said, each thing's got their own flavor. But Vimeo, this is what they told me. And there's like, they're doing the same bullshit that YouTube's doing. Oh, you have to read the guidelines. And I'm like, what am I violating? Tell me specifically what video and what it is you don't like. And they never tell you. They won't tell you. They say, just refer to the guidelines. So I read the guidelines. This is what the guidelines say. It says, videos that contain conspiracy-related content where the underlying conspiracy theory makes claims that, one, suggest that a real-world tragedy did not occur, or two, violate other content restrictions. It says, we do not allow conspiracy theory-related content where the underlying conspiracy theory spreads, among other things, hate speech, large-scale defamation, false or misleading vaccination or health safety content. We have banned, for example, QAnon-related content on this basis. So in conclusion, the truther community is getting booted off everything. It's happening. It's a matter of time. I've always been critical of the truthers, but that doesn't matter. I'm lumped right in there with them. Because guess what? The title of my show is Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture. I am screwed. That was one of my options I was looking at, I was considering, was maybe I just rebrand the show, take on like a new title show, you know, new logo, new website, new pseudonym. That's way too messy. And then also don't like, on some levels, how it bows down to this idea that censorship is, you know, it's just okay and I just got to deal with it, because it's not okay. It's a problem. But I can only do what I can do. So it took me back to plan A, this long-delayed plan of setting up my own network. In fact, you'll notice a lot of the truthers are doing this. We're all scrambling to find networks to join. You'll notice this, right? I follow them all on social media, so you've seen it too. Everyone's scrambling. Find me over here. Find me over here. A lot of people going to Rockfin, which is good. Rockfin's great. But, you know, and some of these networks, you know, they promise us. They say, we will not ban you. But, you know, it's too much reliance upon corporations and someone else. Greg Carlwood was a man who saw the future, and he knew it. And he set up his own thing, which, you know, there's potential pitfalls there, but, like, it's way further down the line. There's much more protection in this. I want a direct connection with you. So finally I did it, and in defense of the other truthers, myself included, you know, I set up shop on the Patreon and the Rockfin. In fact, I'm actually working with Aftermath. You know, that's Clyde Lewis's network thing he's got setting up. I'm working with Mr. Gates on a show over there called Para Awareness. And I'll talk to you about that in a bit. But yeah, there's like three places right there. Anyway, the idea is like, in the truther community, we've been put in this weird position where they banned us off of everything. You can't monetize off of YouTube. You can't monetize off of anything. So the idea is like, you have to take on multiple part-time jobs here. I'm working on the weekends. I do a show at one venue or whatever, you know. It's kind of like, you want to see a comedian, you can do it live at one place. You could stream it online at another place. So like, I get it from your experience, that sucks. But like, don't blame me. Blame corporate America and censorship. And I say all that to say this. I want you to support me whatever way you desire, whichever one you like. I'll appreciate literally everything from the free feed listens to, you know, dropping a review all the way up to like top tier 3 support through Patreon or VIP. I just legitimately want you to find the spot that works for you and your family. I have zero interest in like strong arming money out of you. I don't want it that bad. Like, if it comes down to like you buying flowers because you're in the doghouse because you did something stupid at home, You want to keep wifey happy? If it comes down to buying flowers to keep your home marriage happy versus paying me $20 for tier two, buy the flowers, bro. You know what I'm saying? Come back later. Not that big of a deal. I'm just saying, like, I'm sure this is a real pain in your ass, and I'm very sorry. But, like, it's over now. I've got the system set up. Good to go, baby. And again, I'll have the links in the show notes. IlluminatiWatcher.com. Go to the VIP section. Now, in fact, I'm going to be doing something very cool with the earnings from these support systems, from Patreon and Rockfin and the VIP section. We are going to be supporting Operation Underground Railroad. And you know how they have like a 1% for the planet thing where companies, they donate 1% of their earnings to charity? We're going to do that 1% for the kids. You know what I'm saying? Operation Underground Railroad, if you're not familiar with them, they basically fight modern-day slavery and child trafficking. So we're going 1% for the kids. And I don't even like kids. I don't have kids. But I don't like trafficking much more, okay? I support that Operation Underground Railroad 100%. I've been donating to them for a while now, but I thought, you know what? I'm gonna go out officially on this because I think we need a little bit of damage control in this truther community, a little bit. Most of them guys are out there. Oh, we're gonna save the kids through QAnon and one particular guy who is the most narcissistic person to walk the planet. He'll be the one to save them. And I've been saying, don't feed this monster. This is fake news. This is a psyop. So instead of all these other truthers are out there peddling nonsense to you, we're going to do something about it. We're going to really do something about it. We're going to put our money where our mouth is. I already signed up. We're in the abolitionist club to end slavery is what it's called. We as a group are now going to fight modern-day slavery, child trafficking, and instead of spreading theories about, you know, what some people may or may not do and all these cryptic bullshit QAnon drops, we're actually going to do something. So take pride in that. If you support on any of those platforms, you're helping support this. In fact, if you want to hear more about this, if you're unfamiliar with what I'm talking about, Tim Ballard, he's the CEO of Operation Underground Railroad. He was on Aubrey Marcus's podcast. And ironically, at the same time, there was an event at my CrossFit gym where they were talking about Operation Underground Railroad. So, check out that interview with Tim Ballard. It's moving, to say the least. I mean, it's disturbing, too, on the same level. And if you're wondering, what kind of impact are we really going to have here? Well, let me tell you. I'm reading you right from their FAQs. They say, how much does it cost to save a kid? Bottom line. Each situation is different depending on travel, research, sting, setup, working with governments, aftercare, etc. But on average, one operation could cost anywhere between $50,000 to $75,000, and each operation can save 1 to 50 children. So, if I do the math, we're going to save, a couple kids a year. Isn't that nice? We need to feel good about ourselves again, make conspiracies great again. And yeah, this is a bit of a statement against like these alt-right truthers who push the Q narrative and falling for the psyop about this false savior, which is ironic, because they're the ones telling you, oh, government's the worst thing ever. We need anarchy. It's the worst thing ever. And yet they want to double down on a particular person in the government. It makes no sense. But you know what? And here's the thing. Even maybe you're one of those alt-right truthers. I know half of you are. And that's okay. I love you. You'll like what we're doing. Because you apparently have a problem with child trafficking to the greatest extent. So now we're really going to support it. Even if you're not an alt-right anarchist, you'll like that the Operation Underground Railroad works with the law enforcement. They train them on how to handle these traffickers. They set up the raids. They work with the local governments. Maybe you're a Mormon from Utah. Well, you'll like that Tim Ballard graduated from BYU and Provo. See how we all get a little bit. Maybe you're an occultist Mormon doing ritual magic in your magic panties. Well, guess what? You're on the team too now. We're all coming together. The left, the right. It's a beautiful thing. Now, I'll have to see how I can set it up, but I got inspired by a guy, you know, because I've been wanting to do something like this for a long time, and I was talking to this guy from San Diego. He's a fellow veteran who he donates to charity through his coffee company, so I thought, you know what? We need to do this. Right now is the time. So shout out Wind and Sea Coffee on the Instagram. Check him out. I'm actually going to buy some from him because I don't lie to you, right? I don't lie to you. I'm going to buy some of his coffee. I'm going to try it out. If I like it, I will plug it on the show. Make him a sponsor. You know what I'm saying? Maybe. If he wants to. I don't know. We'll see. And I keep all the ads on the free feed. So, like, you might not hear this again if you're on the supporter feeds. Now, before we move on, I know you're like, damn, Isaac, move it along, bro. The new platform, go to IlluminatiWatcher.com, go to the VIP section, same tier setup as Patreon. You get your bonus conspiracy theories and unpopular culture episodes, no commercials, no ads, early access. When you sign up, you'll get an email with your private custom RSS feed. You drop it into your podcast app, just like Patreon. And there's links on my website. You can, because it doesn't work with every single app. Like Spotify, you can't do it. They don't have that set up. Works on Apple for sure. Yeah, you got the same stuff, man. You're still going to get, Tier 1 will still get the Dark Path, Kubrick's Code Book, and Kubrick's Code Video. Tier 2, OG Granola Woke, you'll still get the monthly shout-out. I got to figure out how to make that work because the payment structure is different of billing cycles. But anyway, Tier 3 still on there, Alkaline OG Granola Woke. You'll get invites for my live stream that I do once a month. So basically, it's the same as Patreon. Okay? But I'm still rocking on Rockfin. And Patreon. So, you know, and Rockfin's still going to be the place, the only place where you can get inside the mind of a conspiracy theorist. That's my second show. It's my other part-time job. Just like now I've got another part-time job over at Aftermath, where I do the para-awareness show with Mr. Gates, which is the only place you'll get that. Now. Oh, yeah, and then finally the security, because I know a lot of you are like, when you're going to sign up, you got to put your credit card in, and you're probably like, I don't want to put my credit card on a website called Illuminati Watcher, dickhead. Well, let me tell you, it's not handled by me. It actually goes through MemberSpace, which I already talked to them about this, and they told me to tell you. All member login and billing details are secured using modern SSL encryption. It also said they use GDPR, CCPA, and SCA compliance. You can check all the details out on their memberspace.com/privacy. And I'm uploading all the past shows. I'm going to have every show on there. Right now I don't because it's a lot of work. I plan on by April having like the full library of 200, 300 shows, whatever we're at, up there. And for your troubles, I told you I had coupons. For your troubles, I'm going to give you a coupon code, but it disappears on May 1st, 2021 at midnight. So you've only got till May 1st to sign up. Use code HOTGIRLSUMMER, all one word. You get 20% off for 3 months in the VIP section, baby. Hot Girl Summer. 20% off for 3 months. Just get on there before May 1st. Okay. Let's move it along. Good night. But you know what? You got a taste of what the last 2 weeks has been in my turbulent little life. So it's been a lot of work. A lot of sleepless nights here, okay? Let's get into the drama. Inauguration drama. Lots of folks hitting me up wanting to know about the angles of the pop culture. My favorite angle, of course, not politics. Like KT on Patreon, I'm going to answer your question here. Because guess who's performing at the inauguration? It's going to be J-Lo and Lady Gaga. And these two, they're both Illuminate confirm of the highest degree, right? So what can I tell you that's new and relevant? Like, I don't know. They're both performing. That's all I got. But let's consider what I've been talking about with the Raising Osiris ritual from researcher Tom Horn. I don't know if you heard that show. It was the QAnon part one. We talked about this idea, and basically, the very short version of it is back in ancient Egypt, they did a ritual for every new pharaoh. When the pharaoh would be put in his place of power, they would do a ritual where he would go inside the Dome of Isis, which was just across from the obelisk, and he would come out And while he was in the Dome of Isis, they would do incantations and rituals to infuse the spirit of Osiris into the pharaoh. And he would come out, he would go in as a man, and he would come out Osiris. He would come out as a god. And allegedly, that's what the Herodome does, the 33rd degree of Scottish Rite of Freemasonry, directly due north from the Washington Monument. And your boy Ronnie Reagan, he popped out the west. He said, you know what? Every inauguration from here on out, we're going to do out the west side of the Capitol building, facing that big old Washington Monument obelisk penis. Because he was an occultist, right? And the Capitol building is, of course, the dome. That is your Dome of Isis. That's the womb of Isis. So the president allegedly gets the same treatment every time they try to infuse the spirit of the god inside of Osiris into the president. So, there's that. Well, what's the purpose of having J-Lo and Gaga there? Well, I noticed these are two females. These are two goddesses of the divine feminine energy. So it could be taking part of what might be the largest mass ritual event ever, given the focus on this thing. Everyone's going to be watching this. Well, maybe. Because the potential for violence and what happened at the Capitol building, which, again, like, you want to look at that from a ritual perspective. Well, what happened at the Capitol building? You had the final dying grasp of male patriarchy invading the womb of Isis. Violently. And maybe this is a mass ritual to counter that, to bring about this new age. And I hope so in some respects, right? I hope this is a ushering of the age of Aquarian feminine goddess energy to balance out all this, you know, confrontational Mars god of war patriarchal stuff. Because that's, you know, that's, I hate to sound like a social justice warrior, but like, you got to understand, we do live in like a patriarchal society, right? Like, that's who sets this whole thing up. Like Congress, it's essentially all 80-year-old white guys. Your grandfather or great-grandfather is running our country. That's an exaggeration. But it's something in that ballpark, right? And my point is, and I'm not trying to shit on old white guys. Like, I'm not saying they're evil. I'm just saying the worldview is very limited. You know? They're not on the front lines dealing with the economy and the way employers treat people now and getting squeezed, middle class getting squeezed into oblivion. Like, these are rich, old white dudes. And they don't want nothing to change because it's been pretty good for them. And that's a generalization. So, like, it's a patriarchal society because they set all the rules up. And there needs to be balance. I'm sorry, there does. We need to have a bit of that feminine divine energy in there. And maybe Gaga and J-Lo are here to make that happen. Gaga's no stranger to this. She's no stranger to these massive dumps of goddess energy. She's always taking massive dumps. She loves them. She loves a massive dump of goddess energy. So that's all I got for that. Next, Lana Del Rey. She dropped a classic. Chemtrails Over the Country Club. And look, you know, full disclosure, I love me some Lana Del Rey. But, you know, the video, it's got these wolves and vampires and the full moon. And, you know, it's pretty cool. But don't forget, she was part of, and a lot of people sort of like, were trying to say she was like pushing right-wing pro-Trump ideas. And I was like, no. She was one of the first to be doing this binding spell to try to get him out of office. Remember, we talked about that years ago. I'm going to read you. The 35-year-old singer has reflected on the outgoing president's 4-year tenure as she branded him a crazy person and a narcissist. Speaking to BBC One presenter Annie Mack, she said, "The madness of Trump, as bad as it was, really needed to happen. We really needed a reflection of our world's greatest problem, which is not climate change, but sociopathy and narcissism, especially in America. It's going to kill the world. It's not capitalism, it's narcissism. I was surprised we didn't have a live television psychopath crazy person as a president a long time ago, because that's what we see on TV and that's what we see on Instagram." She opened up about the recent Capitol riots, which were sparked by the commander-in-chief's repeated claims of election fraud. She added, "If I go to the Brentwood Country Mart barefoot or whatever, I'm not insane. I'm connected to the earth." Shout out grounding mats. I'm actually got my foot on one right now as we speak. Grounding mat. She says, "I think people are having to reevaluate what is strange and not strange. Like watching the people storm the Capitol. Everyone gets to go look at that and figure out what capitals they've been storming this year in their own lives. Because everyone's running amok. You know, half the people I know are just jerks. Like, I could picture them being like, well, we need a change." So, you know, I don't know. They claim that that was like some kind of pro-Trump message, which I'd argue it isn't. Because she was doing binding spells. It sounds like a very rational response to it. Like, she's saying, like, look, he's not the devil. We just have an issue here, and we need to work on ourselves. And I'd agree with that. Now, the next appropriate topic is Azealia Banks. She was a rapper. I don't know. I never got into her music, but if you recall, she was beefing with Lana Del Rey back in the day. Because Lana Del Rey was doing the witchcraft binding spells, and then Azealia Banks was like, nah, bitch, I'm a real witch. Anyway, she moved to Miami. She did a ritual to dig up her cat, and the internet lost its mind. I'm going to read you from yourweb.com. Earlier this week, the rapper unearthed her dead cat, Lucifer, and allegedly boiled him in a pot. She shared footage of the ritual online and immediately caught the wrath of animal lovers across the globe. The rapper posted an image of her Instagram stories of a pink pot containing some twigs, a bottle of Clico, the last squirt of Chanel No. 5, a crucifix, peacock feathers, a cigar, a $100 bill, and a cat skull. She said, "The move is booked. We're officially out this bitch. The cat went out with a effing bang, taking my bitch to Miami." We previously reported in a series of clips shared on Instagram, Banks showed herself digging up her deceased cat. She then cut to scenes of her boiling the carcass. The caption read, "Lucifer 2009 to 2020, my dear kitty, thank you for everything, a legend and icon forever, a servile serve." The 212 performer insisted she did not eat the dead cat's remains and blasted her critics for being racist, saying, "This is very un-Black Lives Matter of you all." Now, you'll recall, we talked about the BLM thing last summer when it was a real hot girl summer. And we talked about how BLM is endorsing the Yoruba religion, which is the original African religion. And I tried to very neutrally talk about this subject. Got a lot of heat for it. Without passing judgment, right? Anyhow, Yoruba is, when she says it's very un-Black Lives Matter of you, she's being true. Because what people don't understand is that BLM is a spiritual movement. That's what they say. Their words, not mine. And the spiritual movement is to endorse the Yoruba religion from Africa. So when you see Azealia Banks doing like voodoo-esque stuff, and that's what she's referring to, because voodoo is a derivative of Yoruba, from what I read on the internet. Both are pagan, polytheistic type religions. They worship multiple gods for multiple reasons. Like Beyonce, right? We talked about her a lot last year. She embodied Oshun, the goddess of Yoruba. She's the goddess of love, sexy time, beauty, diplomacy, all those things. But voodoo came about from Haiti when the Europeans colonized it and migrated all these African slaves. They mixed all the slaves up because they're dicks, right? They want to like break people down, so they don't want them to have like friends and family together. So they mix them all up, keep them separated. And instead of suppressing them, they actually fused their different religious outlooks into a new one called voodoo. And the foundations of voodoo was Yoruba, which is the religion that BLM is, you know, trying to promote. Let's finish our azalea talk. She said, why do you think I would eat a dead cat when I can barely eat a dead cow? It's called taxidermy. Plenty of hunters with preserved deer heads hanging off their wall. Darlings, you guys are being racist, and this is very un-Black Lives Matters of you all. The cat's had a soaking in peroxide to fully clean him, then I'm taking him to the jewelry shop to have it gilded. Lucifer was an icon. He deserves to be preserved. You girls are not tough like me. You may indeed kiss my wishy ass. So that happened. Next. On Instagram, I posted a picture of Jessica Simpson. She was wearing this Illuminate Confirmed necklace and a Illuminate Confirmed hoodie. You know, because a lot of people wear the evil eye stuff, right? Like, it's a cultural thing. Doesn't mean you're in the Illuminati. But her hoodie, you have to look at her hoodie. The eye was illuminated. It had the rays of the sun coming out of it. The rays of Sirius. This is from Freemasonic lore. Next, Nashville. I don't know if you remember, but on Christmas Day, there was a guy who bombed Nashville. I know it feels like Christmas Day was 74 years ago. It was only 3 weeks ago. I'm going to read you. Because here's what... let me read you. Investigators are exploring several conspiracy theories as potential motives behind the Christmas Day bombing in Nashville, including evidence that the bomber believed in lizard people and a so-called reptilian conspiracy. Investigators are expected to conclude the crime scene work, They were examining his digital devices, which an official said includes a significant trove of pictures, videos, and writings, looking for any clues that drove the man to set off a powerful bomb. Specifically, investigators are looking into the suspect's previous trips to an undisclosed location in Tennessee where he could camp out in his recreational vehicle and hunt aliens. Investigators are aware of statements the suspect made about an internet conspiracy that powerful politicians and Hollywood figures are actually lizards or other reptiles who have extraterrestrial origins and are taking over society. Adherents of the unfounded conspiracy believe that politicians, including the Clintons and Bob Hope, are actually lizard-like creatures sent to Earth, responsible for historic tragedies. Justin Bieber and the Obamas have been named in the conspiracy theory. He also has associates. Whether he believed in equally unfounded conspiracies about AT&T and 5G mobile devices. Whether that was a motive for choosing the AT&T site as the bombing. You've cast a wide net, blah, blah, blah. They're looking for it. But anyways, the point being, isn't it odd? Is it a coincidence or is it not? Maybe this is something for me and Mr. Gates over on the Parawareness. Are we paranoid or is this just being aware? Why are there so many truthers doing naughty things? Is it to make us look bad? Or is it legitimately like fringy, crazy people are drawn into this thing? And by the way, I keep talking about this Parawareness show. I'll drop the full first episode. We talk about Manson for a couple episodes. I'll drop the full first episode on the podcast feed, so stay subscribed to that. But we link up, and the idea is that we dig deep into some of the strange occurrences in our world and to explore. Are we being paranoid, or are we just being aware? And we sort of debate the topics, bring some ideas to the table, and come to a conclusion. It's a good time. Let's get into alien news. Big alien moves for 2021, as predicted. The alien agenda is going to heat up. If you heard on Higher Side, I was on Higher Side Chats, right? And I got lots of great feedback. I wanted to address it because I've been too busy to sort of respond to comments and all that stuff. And Greg forwarded one over to me about, this one person was talking about how my book, Use Your Illusion 1, is kind of in line with John Keel's assessment that UFOs require humans to manifest, which is kind of my argument, right? And I'm standing on the shoulders of giants here, right? Like, that's not an original idea necessarily. It's just the one that I'm like, yeah, this is the thing we should focus on. I think this is a better explanation for what's happening than anything else. But anyway, he or she said to read Christianity and Ancient Egyptian Religion by Ahmed Osman. Because me and Greg, we got into a little talk about Gnosticism and all this stuff. And I looked it up, this Ahmed Osman. He's an interesting character. Apparently he was saying like Moses was Akhenaten and Jesus was Tutankhamun. I don't know. I'll have to look into it. He sounds a bit like Zechariah Sitchin or who's the guy that's always on Joe Rogan giving the alternate history stuff. Oh, the name escapes me. It doesn't matter. You know who I'm talking about. Oh, that's really going to bug me. Anyway, a bit of like, what do you call it? Revisionist history stuff. So maybe I'll check into that. Then Jess said, check out Fallen Angels Among Us by Elizabeth Clare Prophet. It's apparently a middle ground between Greg and I's differing ideas here. It looks interesting here. I'm going to read you one paragraph from the book description. War, religious hatred and fanaticism, terrorism, global pandemics, economic turmoil, and extreme weather are the harvest of ancient sowings by rebel angels and a duped humanity. Book was written in 2010, by the way. So that one looks interesting. Then Ronin Art and Music said, The Man Who Used the Universe by Alan Dean Foster has this idea of technology manifesting itself as part of the plot, which is a curious idea. Because I did watch, as you know, I'm writing User Illusion 2, which hit a major road bump the last couple weeks. But I watched Contact, the film with Jodie Foster and Matthew McConaughey. And it was all right. It was all right. It was an hour too long, though. It's way too long. I don't know why people loved this movie. I thought it was not good. But the premise of what Jodie Foster goes through is like there's a mental bridge to the cosmos, to the aliens. And that is, you know, that's what I'm arguing is the whole thing here. And that's apparently maybe part of this plot for the Alan Dean Foster book. Then the Deep Share that sent me a video, Two Gardens and a Snake, that explores the Bible. I haven't watched it yet. It's over 2 hours. It's been hectic, to say the least. So yeah, I did read a bunch of the comments. I got a lot of great feedback, a lot of great ideas. People seemed to really like that episode, which shocked me, because the last time I went on Greg's show, we talked about my book, The Star Wars Conspiracy. And you know me, I'm not a very religious guy on this show. But they roasted me for like, oh, this Christian, how do you believe in Christianity? And I'm like, look, hey, I don't know. That barely came up on the show. But I was like, this crowd is unruly. I get it that like organized religion has its problems, right? Jeez. Next. We're talking about pop culture. We're talking about aliens. We're talking about where the worlds merge. Because I believe, according to, you know, you want to zoom out on the big theory about what's happening, entertainment and pop culture is used to influence us and create the new reality. So when Kesha starts a podcast called Kesha and the Creepies, and she has nothing but celebrities talking about aliens and UFOs, well, that's by design, my friend. She's continuing to push the occult. Now she's got Demi Lovato on there, who we've talked about many times. A Voltron of occult pop celebrities. And, you know, guess what they talked about? Aliens.
The first big thing that happened was we saw this really, really bright light. First of all, this blue orb kept...
Oh my God, beautiful.
It kept floating in front of us like 20, 30 feet away. And then when I would try to walk up to it, it would just hop another 20, 30 feet back. So I could never chase it or get to it, but I was trying. And at one point in the night, I literally said, meet me in my dreams. Let's hang out in my dreams. We're calling it on the contact session tonight, but you're welcome to come hang out in my dreams. And Dr. Greer calls this blue orb kindness because they had an experience with this same blue orb in the desert where it actually healed somebody's hearing loss. And so they named it kindness, this ET. Aww. And so I don't know if you can see this, but there's these like two lights.
Like two that, blue.
Yeah, that was caught on camera that just showed up in some of the pictures.
That's insane.
Yeah, and that I watched float in front of my friend, Maude. He was sitting there and it floated like right in front of his sleeve. And I was just like, I looked at Dr. Greer and I was like, do you see that? He was like, yeah. I was like, that's wild.
They talked about the aliens. The of course, Lovato's talking about meditating and channeling the aliens with Stephen Greer, who has been vocal about this whole alien thing, about how he asserts the government, the military, the deep state, whatever, whoever, is going to use the alien things as a threat. And he advises against that. Kesha said, I love the conversation we had because there were a couple books she mentioned and an app she mentioned that I immediately downloaded. You know what that is, right? That's the CE5 app. All I want for Christmas is for us all to meditate and try to channel extraterrestrials. And they're like, okay. I'm trying to get all my friends and family into meditating the aliens to us. It's my new hobby because of Demi Lovato. You see how this works? See how this propagates? I talked about this back in like April 2020. We talked about Stephen Greer's Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind. And I said, look, this is exactly the thing. This is a cult practice to channel and summon the entities. No different than Aleister Crowley. No different than John Dee. No different than Jack Parsons. And Jack Parsons said he was the Antichrist. So I don't know. You tell me. Is this a bad thing or not? I argue it's bad. Naughty, naughty. In fact, I had a Tier 3 live stream just the other day, and my man Southside Tarot was on there. Shout out Southside Tarot. And he's very, he's kind of Illuminate confirm, He's doing weird Kabbalistic Tree of Life. No, I'm just kidding. I'm messing with him. But he like I always say, I'm not here saying the occult stuff is bad. I'm just telling you about it because I think it's fascinating. It's not my cup of tea, but, maybe it's got, I'm sure it's got some merit. But he's been trying the CE5 thing, and he's, like, very well-versed in this stuff. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but he's got some shamanistic tendencies. He says, so far, nothing. He's been trying like hell. But maybe they need a massive amount of energy to focus to make this work. Next. You saw this, I saw this, the 180-day countdown. It's the final countdown to alien disclosure. They put a little clause in the COVID-19 relief and government funding bill back in late December where there's a requirement now for the intelligence agencies to reveal what they know about UFOs spotted near U.S. military bases. They pushed this $2.3 trillion COVID-19 relief effort and government funding bill as well. And it was signed. And it calls on the Pentagon and spy agencies to tell everything they know about unidentified craft spotted near American military bases. They got 180 days to compile a report. Promises to be a treasure trove of alien stuff. The move prompted by the acting chairman of the U.S. Intelligence Committee, Senator Mark Rubio, who has been, in fact, telling us about this stuff, because he revealed back in August the mysterious craft were buzzing the military bases. Those videos were real. He said at the time he hoped the UFOs were piloted by aliens rather than Chinese or Russian adversaries. He said that he wanted to release further details in a bid to identify them, but was bound by security restrictions. He said, quote, we don't know what it is, and it isn't ours. The bottom line is there are things flying over United States military bases and you don't know what they are because they're not yours and they exhibit potentially technologies you don't have at your own disposal. That, to me, is a national security risk. So there you go. I mean, is Stephen Greer right? Was Wernher von Braun right? On his deathbed, he said, the final false flag will be the alien threat. And it's not true. Don't let them do it. It's in my book, Aliens, UFOs, and the Occult, Use Your Illusion 1, now available on Amazon and Audible. Check it out. Then, almost immediately, they did it. They released all the files called the Black Vault. CIA dumped everything that they had going back to the 1970s on the UFOs, which to me was a curious thing. Fascinating. Oh, they only have records to the 70s? And I don't know if like maybe there's more different agencies that have the records that go back further. Because what I'm interested in is like the 40s and 50s, the origins of the Collins Elite. I want that information. This researcher, John Greenwald Jr., had been doing some FOIA requesting, and CIA dumped a couple million pages on him, on that ass. He made it rain. Made it rain the alien docs. And I downloaded a bunch. I searched for certain words, demons, demon. But it pulls up way too many results because there's no way for me to isolate it as different from demonstrate, because demonstrate kept coming up. Same with Collins. Nothing comes up. So, and that was a very cursory, quickly done search. So, I mean, there's thousands of documents. It's insane. Hawaiian UFO spotted. FAA investigating it. And guess what they're calling it? Shout out Mark. Guess what they're calling it? They're calling it the Illumination Investigation. I don't know if you saw that. There's a whole thing. And supposedly, it even goes underwater. Which, if you watch the Ancient Alien shows, that's what they do sometimes. But then, almost immediately, on January 6th, there was theories that, oh, it's just remote control LED kites. Maybe, I don't know. It's a very strange video, though. I mean, it's very weird looking. It could just be kites, though. Then, do you remember the Obama Mama space projectile we talked about a few years ago? Looked like a big giant turd floating out in space. Well, apparently, Harvard professor Dr. Avi Loeb thinks that was real alien contact. Yes, it was called the Oumuamua. I just called it the Obama Mama. In his book, Extraterrestrial, The First Sign of Intelligent Life Beyond Earth, he lays out in 240 pages exactly why he believes the object from 2017 was an intergalactic attempt to contact Earth. First off, good amount of pages, sir. Good job. The most exciting aspect of the possibility that Obama Mama is weird and unlike any asteroid or comet we had seen before is that it's a product of an alien technology. Exactly what the object is unknown, but the professor is certain. It's an object from a distant alien civilization. NASA can confirm it came from another solar system, accelerated in a non-comet-like way through space, and the astronomers had never seen a natural object with such extreme proportions in the solar system before. And that book drops on January 26th. If you read it, let me know what it says. So there you go. Well, now we're all caught up. Good night. There's so much going on in the world right now. The chaos reigns supreme. But let's hope that, like a lot of these occultists are saying, you know, like Southside Tarot was trying to explain to me, it's like a spring. You compress the spring so that it can release and unleash energy. And like, maybe it's a good thing. Hopefully, right? We talked about this with the conjunction of Saturn and Jupiter and all that woo-woo stuff. I hope so. I certainly hope so, because this is a rough time, okay? It's a rough time. I said good vibes through 2021, and I want that. Let's try to focus our energies and intentions on positive things. So again, in summary, if you want to check out my version of my Patreon-type system, completely unplugged from corporate meddling, go to IlluminatiWatcher.com. Check out the VIP section if you want. Or you can keep going on the Patreon. You can keep going on the Rockfin. I don't care. It's whatever you like. It's up for you. I'm just giving you an option so that if things start coming down and boarding up everywhere, you know where to find me. You know where to find your boy. Stay plugged in. I'll have all the shows there waiting for you. It'll be like nothing ever changed, baby. And again, we're going to start sponsoring Operation Underground Railroad. We're going to start donating like 1% for the kids. You know what I'm saying? Let's save a couple kids, right? It's the least we can do. We're part of this seedy group of truthers that apparently they're supposed to be doing something about all this child abuse stuff. Well, let's do it then, right? So we're going to start doing that. And then again, if you sign up for the VIP section, if you want into my VIP section, you got to use the promo code HOTGIRLSUMMER. Get 20% off any tier for 3 months. You only got till May 1st, so you only got a few months. The links will be in the show notes, as always. And until next time, stay woke.